بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today we shall start inshallah studying the chapter that deals with صلاة الخوف or the prayer of fear. And as we know that this prayer was mentioned in the Quran, in Surah An-Nisa, where Allah Azza wa Jal describes to His Prophet what to do when they are in times of fear and facing the enemies, how to pray. And this prayer is a clear indication that the prayer in congregation is mandatory upon every individual. Because if it was not mandatory, then it would have been easier for people at times of war to pray each one on his own. But because congregational prayer is mandatory, it was mandated also in the state of fear. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam prayed the prayer of fear in a number of different formats, depending on the location of the enemy, whether they are in the direction of the Qibla or behind the Qibla. Also, depending on the severity of the fear, if the fear was extreme or the fear was light, depending on if there are skirmishes or not, if there is any fighting or not. And the scholars reported a number of different ways of praying it. Ibn Hazm said that 14 different ways of praying it are authentic. Imam al-Nawawi says they are approximately 16. And Ibn al-Arabi says they are 24. And Ibn al-Qayyim, after scrutinizing all of these, said that they're either 6 or 7. This is the most authentic opinion, but because of the number of different narrations, whenever there's a slight difference, they would make it a separate prayer. We have 3 hadiths, I believe, with us in this chapter. The first hadith, number 152.
Narrated Abdullah ibn Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, led us in prayer during the days when he met the enemy in battle. A group of the Muslims stood up with him in prayer when the other group were facing the enemy. So he led in prayer those who were with him 1 rak'ah. They went to stand guard while the others came forward to pray with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he led them in 1 rak'ah of prayer. Then the 2 groups completed in turn the remaining rak'ah.
In this prayer, we see that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam led 2 rak'ahs, a prayer of 2 rak'ahs normally. He did not give any attention or special care for those praying behind him. One group stood guarding, and the other group prayed with the Prophet the first rak'ah. So the Prophet ﷺ prayed 1 rak'ah, finished his rak'ah, and stood up for the second. Once he stood up for the second rak'ah, the group that prayed with him the first left and took their guard. The other group who did not pray came immediately and joined the Prophet ﷺ in his second rak'ah. The Prophet continued his second rak'ah and finished his prayer and offered salam. And then each group continued their own rak'ahs on their own. Each group continued the remaining rak'ah on their own. Now, this format, the Prophet did not do anything extra to the 2 parties. He prayed 2 normal rak'ah, and they themselves prayed 1 rak'ah and completed it afterwards, though there was a big gap. The first group offered the second rak'ah after the Prophet ﷺ concluded his prayer, leaving a very big gap, going in the direction other than the Qibla, moving, carrying the arm. All of this does not affect your prayer when you're praying the prayer of fear. Now we have another format, And this is in hadith number 153. Yes, brother.
From Yazid ibn Ruman, from Saleh ibn Khawad ibn Jubair, from one who prayed along with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the prayer on the occasion of Tahtul Riqah, fear prayer. A group of Muslims lined up for the prayer with the Prophet while the other group faced the enemy. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam led those who were with him in one rakah of prayer and then remained standing while those with him completed the prayer individually. Then they left and lined up facing the enemy, while the other group came forward and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam led them in prayer, completing the rakat that remained for him. Then he remained in the sitting position while those with him completed their prayer individually. Then he completed the prayer with taslim. The one who prayed with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Sahal ibn Abi Hatma, al-Bukhari, Hatma.
Okay, that Salih ibn Khawat ibn Jubair, he is reporting this from a companion who prayed with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Now the prayer is different here. The prayer, the Prophet is trying to prolong it so that each one of the groups can finish his prayer with the Prophet, or at least have something to do with the Prophet. So the first format would be, the Prophet would pray the first rak'ah alongside one of the group with him. And then, after he finishes one rak'ah, he stands up for the second and he prolongs his recitation. The first group who prayed one rak'ah completes the second rak'ah, concludes the prayer, goes to the watch. And the Prophet is still in the second rak'ah. They finished their prayer ahead of the Prophet alayhi salam, huh? They prayed with him how many rak'ahs? One. When he stood for the second, they stood for the second and finished their second and offered the tashahhud, offered the salam, then took their arms and went to the watch. The second group came and prayed with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, their first rak'ah, which is the second rak'ah for the Prophet. Understood? When the Prophet sat for the tashahhud, he prolonged his tashahhud so that they would stand up and pray their second rak'ah, bow, raise their heads from bowing, prostrate again, and then offer tashahhud with the Prophet, and then the Prophet would offer salam and they would offer salam with him. And this way, he was fair with both. He was fair with the first group who prayed from the beginning a full rak'ah with him, and he was fair with the second group who prayed a full rak'ah with him and offered salam. The first group managed to get takbir, the second group managed to get the salam. So this is one way of doing it again. We move on to the third way, which is hadith 154. Yes.
From Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari, who said, I witnessed along with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Salatul Khawf. He formed ourselves into two ranks, rows of prayers. One rank behind the Messenger of Allah with the enemy between us and the Qibla. The Prophet said, Allahu Akbar, and we did likewise. Then he bowed and we all bowed. Then he raised up his head from his bowing, so we all raised our heads from bowing. Then he went down into prostration, and the row that was behind him also prostrated, while the row that was standing remained standing, facing the enemy. So, when the Prophet completed the prostration, and the row which was with him stood up, the rear rank of the Muslim made prostrations, stood up again, and then came forward, while the first row went back. Here, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed bowing, and we all bowed. Then he raised up his head from the bowing, and we all raised up our head. Then he made prostrations, he and the row that was just behind him, that had previously been the rear rank in the first rak'ah, while the rear rank stood up facing the enemy. When the Prophet ﷺ completed the prostration along with those who were just behind him, then the rear rank of the Muslims made prostrations, and then the Prophet proclaimed the taslim, and we all did likewise. Sahih al-Bukhari.
This prayer is when the enemy is facing us. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam prays normal prayer, two rak'ahs. They all pray together, they bow together. They say Sami Allahu liman hamidah together. And then the Prophet goes for prostration, him and the row behind him. But the second row remain armed and waiting. Until they finish their sujood, they stand up, and the first row that offered sujood with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam retreat. Of course, the second row offered their tashahud when these guys stand up. So once they finish, they retreat and they take the place of the second row, and the second row takes the place of the first row. And they offer the same. The first row offers the second rak'ah with the Prophet and with the sujood. Of course, they all bow together. But when it comes to sujood, the row that is behind the Prophet is the one who does it with him. And likewise, when the Prophet is in the tashahud position, the second row who did not offer sujood, as they were sitting, they offer their sujood, and then they offer their tashahud together, and they offer the salam together. We have a short break. Stay tuned, and inshallah, we'll be right back.